This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And it looks like Greece will be staying in the Eurozone, at least for the moment. The pro-austerity, pro-bailout New Democracy Party won the election there yesterday, narrowly beating the anti-bailout party Syriza. New Democracy is now trying to form a coalition government. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore is here with me now to explain what all this means for the global economy. Heidi, good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, there are some that wanted this party to win, some that didn't. And I guess from an American perspective, just from the perspective of our economy, it does seem like it was probably the best thing that could have happened. Is that right?
Yeah, you might want to break out the balloons. I mean, the pro-bailout party won, right? Greece is going to stay in the Eurozone. And that averts a lot of the trouble that we thought would happen if Greece was the next Lehman Brothers of Europe. So that didn't happen. We didn't have a big financial disaster, at least not yesterday.
Not yesterday, but this morning there are some signs of trouble in the markets in Europe. What is going on? What are people worried about now?
Well, there's so much to watch. First, you have to find out if this Greek government is really going to pull it off because they tried to do it before and they didn't.
Right.
And then there's the rest of Europe. There are 17 countries in the Eurozone and a lot of them are still in trouble. So I talked to Anthony Peters. He advises investors at Swiss Invest in London and asked him what he thought. He put the situation pretty concisely.
Well, what you're really looking at is the penniless trying to bail out the bankrupt.
I guess that basically means Europe may not have enough money for all these countries that need it.
That's exactly right. The Institute of International Finance said today that Spain's bailout last week is the last one the EU can afford. And that's really sobering if you look at who is next in line. Cyprus, which we didn't even know was on the bailout map, needs a bailout. Denmark is having some trouble with its currency. And even the UK, their central bank, is lending billions of dollars to the rest of the banks there to make sure that they're protected. So it's a really deep and wide issue.
The crisis continues in Europe. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore, thanks a lot.
Thank you.